Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 23rd. God is unchanging. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1, 5 and 6, and verse 17. With a heavy heart, Hillary stared out the window. Here it was, already late October, and the leaves and the trees hadn't even changed color yet. But the gray sky outside matched her mood. She watched the swaying of the branches, still so full of green leaves, as a damp, cold wind blew through them. Hillary wished the leaves would just fall off. She also wished her tears would fall down, too. If only she could have a good cry, she thought maybe she would feel better. But there wasn't time for crying. Caroline, Hillary's best friend and closest cousin, was all ready to move to China this week. Uncle Dave's company was sending him and Aunt Britt and Carolyn to Shanghai for 2 years, and Hillary's going to be left behind in plain, boring old Iowa, with only the teenage neighbors and the baby cousins to play with. Carolyn had promised to write, but Hillary knew things would never be the same after they were gone. "We know this is going to be especially tough for the two of you girls," Uncle Dave had said to them. He gave Caroline and Hillary each a pretty jade ring that he and Aunt Britt had brought for them the last time they were visiting in China. "I want both of you to wear your rings every day," he said. "When you look at them, I want you to remember that you have someone you love on the other side of the world thinking about you. Let your rings remind you to pray for each other every day." "These rings are made out of jade," added Aunt Britt. "Right now you see this bright greenish color, but when you wear jade up against your skin, it'll change color a little bit, and you never know exactly how it will change for any one person. But the rings are always going to stay jade, no matter what colors they turn. I want these rings to remind you of more than each other. I want them to remind you that sometimes God brings change into our lives, partly so that he can change us, because we need to be changed. But God himself never changes. He's on both sides of the world. He's all wise, and he's always there. God will never move away. He has never been afraid or lonely. Like these rings will always stay jade, God will always be the same good and great God he's always been. Even when you cannot see what changes are coming, God can, and you can put your trust in him." Hillary turned away from the window and turned her jade ring around and around on her finger. She couldn't tell if it was starting to change colors yet or not, but she thought about what Aunt Britt had said. God will always be the same good and great God he always has been. He would be in Shanghai with Carolyn, and he would stay here in Iowa with Hillary, too. She looked outside again at the still green leaves and thanked God that even though seasons and circumstances change, she could always count on him to be the good and great God that he has always been. God will always be the same good and great God he always has been. Am I frustrated with the changes or the lack of change in my life right now? Why does God bring change into my life? How can I put into practice what I know from the Bible about God's unchanging goodness and greatness? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 23rd.